Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Apostle Terry Hill here. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Did you know, and I want to get right to the point, did you know, if God has been speaking to you, and if you've been feeling like you've been, there's a season or stages of confusion, season or stages of headaches, disillusionment, loneliness, you are in a wilderness experience. You are facing perhaps one of the most detrimental periods of your life right now. But I wanted to get on the air. I wanted to get on the show, my show today, whatever time frame you're listening to me. And this might have to be a couple of episodes long, the way it looks. God has this in my spirit for you. I wanted to come in on the show, step into the studio, to tell you that you are experiencing perhaps a wilderness experience, or better yet, let me make it into a question form. Do you feel like you're going into or through a wilderness? And if so, this is one of the encouraging words that I want to leave with you. If you're going through that, I want to confirm to you right now, again, that if you are experiencing any type of disillusionment, any type of confusion, any type of loneliness, even loneliness, even to the voice of God, you are in the wilderness experience. So I wanted to come in on the show and to confirm to you that this is the season that you're in. And I also wanted to come in on the show to tell you, however, that you're not going to stay here. Ah, satara la bosi, kantelili diosha. You can't stay here. This wilderness experience that you're going through. Look at somebody on the right hand, on the left hand, behind you, beside you, and tell them that you're coming out of it. You're going through it. That's right. You're going through it. I want to tell you, though, that every major prophet, every servant of God that God used for his service went through this wilderness experience. Moses went through it. Joseph went through it. Elijah went through it. Paul went through it. Come on, we got examples. We got examples in the Word of God. Even Jesus Christ himself went through and traveled through the wilderness. And so you might be experiencing some physical discomfort. You might be experiencing some type of confusion, deprivation even. You might be feeling some type of restlessness in your spirit, and yet wrestling in your spirit at the same time. This woman of God, man of God, is the place where men of God, servants of God, is forged, is shaped. This where you're at right now, this spiritual place of emptiness, of isolation, of silence, is called the wilderness experience. You're going to learn some lessons in this wilderness experience, and it's going to be valuable to your growth. So I want to come in back on the line, back on the air, and to point out specifically how you prophetically is going to go through this wilderness that God himself has ordained for you to go through. You are a desert baby right now. The props are gone from you right now. And God is shifting your vision. He's shifting you right now. He's stripping you right now for growth. Oh, yeah, it's uncomfortable. There's no inspiration at all humanly possible that a person can get from this experience. But God is going to give you revelation. He's going to give you direction. You say, well, Apostle, why is God putting me in this? Because he's going to give you inspiration, revelation. You might not feel inspired right now, but you will be when you go through this and when you go through it right. Not only will he give you direction, wisdom, but he's going to give you revelation as well. This desert experience that you are experiencing right now, it is where God is going to speak to you, to sharpen you, to strip you from the carnality, from the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. He's going to strip you from any and all sense of self-sufficiency. You are being examined right now while you're going through this wilderness experience. So I wanted to tell you to embrace it. You're in this wilderness experience, and if you look around you right now. Look around you right now. If you notice, you are alone in this wilderness experience. I don't care how many millionaires that you know. Right now, you're alone. If you know me, you are in this wilderness experience by yourself. But the powerful thing about it is you're being trained. You might not know this, but let me reaffirm your faith. You're being trained for the master's use. You're being trained as a leader to take the position in kingdom. Now, I'm going to say this to you, and I won't go off into it because I feel led to do some series on this teaching. Before there was a Joshua, there was a Moses. I'm going to say that again. You were distracted and you missed me. Before there was a Joshua, there was a Moses. Let me ask you a question. Who brung the people of Egypt out of bondage? Who did God use? Moses. Absolutely. But then when Moses died, who did God use? Joshua. Absolutely. You're next in line for promotion and elevation. No, don't get me twisted. Don't get it wrong. I'm not saying or advocating or having you to wait on anybody that dies so that you can take your position. No. That's witchcraft. No. What I'm saying is something in your life must die before elevation comes to you. I'm going to say that again. Something in your life must die so that you can take your rightful position. Jesus spoke to Joshua and he told him, why are you sitting here crying? My servant Moses is what? Dead. Why are you crying? I picked him. I understand he was your successor. I understand he was your mentor. I understand he was your leader. And I understand he, to some extent, he possibly was a model, a role model, a spiritual father to. I got it. You're hurting right now. You're confused right now. The person that you love is gone. But why are you sitting here? The person that you're crying for is dead. I need you to come to grips with it. And I need you to look at what he left you, what's before you. And I need you to embrace it. Embrace what? Leadership. But you can't embrace leadership, you know, rightly, until you deny and die of your flesh. I'm going to say that again. You cannot embrace leadership rightly until you deny and die to your flesh. There is a place in the wilderness, all through the wilderness, you're going to die. You're going to see things that are not there. You're going to hear things that are not there. You're going to see mirages, camouflages. You're going to see water in the middle of the desert and it's not there. Lakes in the middle of a desert. What is that? What is that called? Delusion. Confusion. Bewildered. And through this season that we're in right now, in order for you to grow as God's man, God's woman, as Mother Boyd used to call daughters of Zion, you're going to go through this wilderness, and you're going to go through it right. I want to encourage you. I'm going to be back in the studio. The Lord say the same, and we're going to walk out this teaching together, you and I. But I wanted to encourage you and to speak to every servant that feels like that they're in the wilderness right now. I wanted to come in on the air and to confirm to you and to say unequivocally, yes, you're in Duna, the wilderness. You're sitting by a brook, so to speak, and you're having to make some quality decisions. Be encouraged, man of God. Be encouraged, woman of God. Until I get back in the studio with you again, teaching on the wilderness experience that all servants of God must go through. This is Apostle Terry Hill. Praise the Lord, everybody.